Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy with you here, 560 WQAM. A couple of hobnobbers. What are they, hobnobbing?
No, it's not hobnobbing. Leroy got us wings, and wings are good, boy.
Oh, you got the ones from downstairs?
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Those wings are good, dude.
They are phenomenal.
Those things are good. I told you about those.
I'm back.
You know where I got those? Randomly, my wife and I, we didn't have time to, we had like a quick anniversary lunch one time. I don't remember what the circumstances were last year, but we ended up just going down there, and I was like, these are the best wings I think I've ever eaten in my life.
These wings are good.
They're good, dude.
Nice and crunchy.
Yeah, what's the name? Do we know what the name of that place is?
Nope.
I forget.
It's the place on the right when
it's the Caribbean place at the Citadel, and get the jerk wings. They're incredible. Not that the Citadel doesn't take enough of our money, because, my God, you got to take out a second mortgage to get those wings. But they are the greatest wings of your life.
I mean, let's see.
You got to take a second mortgage just to get something out of the vending machine.
No, not – actually, think about this. 10 wings for $13 is not terrible.
Not terrible. You know what? Compared to the rest of the stuff down there,
my goodness,
that's a bargain.
Definitely.
What do you got to get for like a burger? It's like $17.
Oh, my goodness. And for it's like not a, even a, like a smash burger.
And a firstborn.
It's the size of my hand.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai.
That's why I won't get cheeseburgers from certain places. Just the principle behind
Agreed.
Being able to put. If you pack your hamburger in one of them little boxes, I ain't buying it ever.
And also, how much is the cheese? How does a burger go from
a dollar?
Yeah. How does a burger go from $10 to like $15? Wait, exactly. What? Just for the cheese?
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Let's see here. Barry Jackson, the great Barry Jackson. He reported less than 20 minutes ago, per source, Heat still trying to trade Butler. But still no appealing offer, and plan at this point, barring a trade, is Butler rejoining the team next Friday for the Denver game. Also, Kevin Love.
This could go into hell. The saying, this could go to hell in a handbasket real quick.
Right, listen, man, I can't lie. As a man who does like chaos, I'm looking forward to being BOTG on next Friday. Yeah. I would like to beat Denver once in a while. You know, they always kick our ass.
Because they got that giant.
He's a giant.
And he moves slow.
Well, we got our own.
He does whatever he wants on the basketball.
We got our own. We got our own giant Serbian now.
Oh, it's about the Serbian. I thought you were going to give Kalaire Ware some love, Mike.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you. Vlad, it's my favorite part of games now. The 18 minutes I get with Kalel and Nico on the floor together. Whoo. They're like passing to each other. It's so much fun.
See, and this is what I love about you, Topes, because you're starting to see that the Jimmy era might be over, but you love the young guys.
Absolutely.
So you have some new kids to love and grow with and become your favorite players.
Hey, I would do this with the Marlins, too. The Marlins have just given me horse bleep young guys for the last 10 years. Like, I like watching young guys.
The thing I hate about baseball, and this is what I hate, especially down here because I've seen it mostly, you trade for young guys. Then when they get good enough, you got to pay them. You trade again. At some point, you got to settle in with those guys instead of keep trading for new guys.
But Leroy, you spent more money on those wings than the Marlins did.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think the Marlins have spent $1 in free agency. Not a dollar.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they put it all in the front office.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
front
right.
Office
Bruce Sherman let us know. You guys don't talk about that. Oh, yeah, you're right, Bruce, because I definitely go to the ballpark to watch guys on computers. That's what I love it. I love it. Come to Marlins Park, everybody, where today we're going to do calculus. Now batting trigonometry.
He's back after Tommy John surgery, which everybody has here.
You know, I've always said, you got to find a good radius there, Bob. All right. Now, this is Square Root's first time in the cleanup spot. We'll see what he can do. Hopefully, it's twice as good as what the two spot did. That's math. That's math comedy.
Batting second, radius.
How would we say that in Spanish? Because, you know, nobody's American.
Where? Are they in the fan base?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you want to say in Spanish?
Radius.
Give me some math jokes in Spanish. She's ducking out on that.
You know what my favorite thing about somebody that speaks another language?
I didn't
think when you ask them, how do you say this? And you go, it doesn't translate like that.
But it's true.
You look on that score sheet, that SS does not stand for shortstop. It stands for spreadsheet.
So it says radius in Spanish is radio, which...
Eh? Radio Mambi. Yeah, that's where you can hear the La Voz, the heat call.
Mm-hmm.
They still have them? Yeah, I think still.
Yeah.
Wow. It always feels like it's Radio Mambi. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, what else we got here as far as headlines are concerned? We got the semifinal tonight. Notre Dame takes on Penn State at 7:30. Notre Dame is a slight favorite.
Who do you think is the betting favorite to win a national championship?
Ohio State.
Tobes?
Notre Dame.
Ohio State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have thought Notre Dame because they're popular.
Oh, dude.
It's pretty...
The intangibles love Notre Dame.
But the $20 million that they spend in Ohio State and Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Did he
bust the headphones again?
No, the thing plug came out.
Oh.
Hey, that Rudy thing wasn't a hit for nothing. They could all relate.
Yeah. Rudiger. Right. Rudiger.
Right, come on. Like,
Leroy, if Rudiger tried to tackle you, what would you have done to Rudy? Come on, be honest. If Rudy tried to tackle you.
The fact that he would come up with all that effort would make me smile.
You're a mean person.
I would just be like this. Man, I'm sure glad I get to face one of you every now and then.
Some NFL news.
That's an intangible you want to meet up with.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you going to the club afterwards? Like, I'm winning. If you around, I am winning.
Some NFL news. Zay Flowers, he is out for the wild card game this week.
Let me tell you how. I'm telling you right now how he hurt his knee. That's how you hurt stuff. Like, just the weirdness in which somebody fell on his leg. Yeah.
They were the biggest favorite this week. I wonder if that'll affect the line.
Well, that's the one team that has his number, Lamar.
But here's the other thing. I would say this. The one thing that has changed in all the other years, I would say, is having 22 back there. That being said, we also have been sleeping on the fact that Baltimore's defense hasn't been as good. So Russ might be able to cook. That's the thing that worries me. It's not Lamar. It's that defense has been giving up some points.
Some fight news. Joe Rogan, of course, a longtime analyst for the UFC, he has walked back a claim that he said on one of his podcasts where he said that John Jones was asking for $30 million to fight Tom Aspinall in the heavyweight unification match and that the UFC was going to pay it. He has since said on his next podcast, quote, "We were talking about John Jones, and I had heard a rumor that John Jones wanted $30 million to fight Aspinall. And I did hear that rumor, and I heard the UFC said yes, but that is not true. Dana White contacted me and said that rumor is bull bleep."
No! Here's what Dana White said. Y'all!
Stop snitching.
Don't put my business out there. You're taking away all my leverage.
Yeah, you're jamming up the business. Stop snitching.
That's how that conversation went. Like, come on. We got to be smarter than that.
And believe you me, it didn't go like that. There was a lot of expletives.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, that was one of the coolest things we ever did. Hmm? Interview him and see the board behind him.
The war room, yeah.
The war room?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Joe said, "I feel obligated to tell everybody that it was a fake rumor. I don't even remember because, unfortunately, we did that podcast 2 weeks ago. I don't even remember who told me that." He's saying, apparently, John Jones is now thinking about retiring instead of fighting Tom Aspinall.
Yeah, so he can get $40 million.
Damn. I'll see that
fight. So here's See how easy it is, as long as you don't do nothing stupid, to walk back something stupid you may have said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The problem with Jimmy and Tyreek is they have actions and not just words. The actions are what they have to make up for.
This hurts you, doesn't this, Toby?
This day?
Just this whole last 2 weeks with your two feet.
Wait. Before he, when he first got suspended, this is Tobin. Good. I want the chaos. I can't wait till he gets back. That's what
that
he was.
That was a direct quote.
No.
That was the first
thing.
You don't lie.
No.
What did you say?
No.
You bet not.
Hold on.
Dude.
What we said, I went to practice.
No, we
I went to the
nothing.
First practice back from the, and I like to put this in air quotes now for everybody, the illness. I went to the first practice back, and you guys made fun of me because he was all jovial. He was like, ah, going to play, going to give it all my, it's nice to play hard, but it's better to be wanted. And then I asked him about Pat Riley, and he gave me the death stare.
Yeah, that look, by the way, I never talked to you about that. Man.
When I got that look, that should have been my insight into, that should have been the tip.
You know what that look is, Leroy? Child please.
Yeah.
That's the child please.
When I brought up PR to him, he brought that look, that should have told us chaos is coming.
And you saying you said you never said you can't wait for the chaos?
I do enjoy chaos.
Oh, but he's but this is what's bothering him.
You said this, by the way, January 6th.
Oh, look at that. 3 days ago. That was the first day, Monday.
I said, what January?
Monday this week.
I can't wait for the chaos. Because you said,
not
I can't wait till
that,
Jimmy gets back.
Oh, I can't wait for Friday. I'm definitely, like, if Jimmy Butler is still on the team, you're telling me that's not the must-watch game of the week?
Not only that, but I have here in my notes, Tobin roots for dysfunction.
Where did I say that?
January 6th.
January 6th.
I did not say that 3 days ago. What would I? We were already in the midst of chaos.
No, but it was your first day back from chaos.
Jimmy Butler saga.
I don't recall saying that.
He got suspended for seven
I don't recall
games.
Saying that.
Of course you don't.
And then you were rooting for just.
You misremembered?
I don't recall saying that.
The same day that you were saying how Bradley Beal was being bullied.
He is being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
He is being bullied. And Stephen A. Smith is now part of the bullying. Which, by the way, Stephen A. Smith, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Toby, unbelievable. But Toby, wait, you just find candy out of nowhere?
You found a whole bag of Hershey's Kisses?
Like, geez, what else you got in there, man? Your shoulder pads? Your neck pads?
You're not done snacking?
No, I'm going to have some more wings when I'm done.
All right, we'll take a break. Go get some more wings. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
The wings are good, man.
They're delicious. They are delicious. Man. I got a bone to pick with somebody.
It should be the Jeremy or Tyreek.
Nope.
Well, after eating chicken, there's definitely a bone to pick.
You giving them a pass?
Is it me for keeping receipts?
It's actually not you for keeping receipts.
Is it me?
Because your receipts are flimsy.
Is it Marcos?
No, your receipts.
Your receipts are flimsy.
How are they flimsy?
Because you're just like, you said it, and I'm like, when?
But I have notes on it.
I can't trust you.
Back to the video and show it.
I would like to hear it.
So this happened a couple days ago. It's already out of where I do my clips.
Mm. Convenient.
I'll do it on Twitch. Never mind.
She's like, I got.
Now you're gonna go ahead and say I'm flimsy.
I got all the social.
I just said you had flimsy receipts, but there's one person who doesn't, and he drives me nuts, and I'm sick of him. To be honest with you, I'm sick of him.
Of who?
Dade South.
What did he do?
So yesterday, I'm trying to have this good moment, right? I'm trying to hand the keys over to Nikola Jovic, just be like, you know what? I think it's gonna be his franchise.
Oh,
hand the keys over to him.
Little sweetener.
This mother bleeper. I don't know what Rolodex that he has on social media.
No, Date South has an unbelievable mental Rolodex of anything that is said on this show.
It is. It's insane. So yet, here we are, Leroy. If you could see the tape, go back and look what Date South decided to post on my video where I was praising Nico. He's like, huh, remember when you said this?
Guy who's been an NBA player for 2 seconds. You think maybe he would be nervous? Maybe he's just a little anxious? No, you hosed him down anyway. He goes, woof, Jovic, woof. I'm like, wow.
Dude, but you should have seen Jovic.
Even though he was playing basketball.
Bad, it was pretty bad.
Oof. I'm sorry, what is that?
19!
Well, listen. 19, Tyler Herro was balling out in the bubble, dude.
Wait a minute. Did you? Now, unless you pass gas, unless you let out a scent from your derriere, why was the waving of stink that you did towards Nico's name?
You, I mean, you guys.
Look at that look. Look at that face. You know,
hey. It looked like, whoa, Lego.
A 19-year-old nonetheless.
Yeah, that looked like
it was a really bad performance, though. I remember
it was 19
preseason, dude. I mean, come on.
Does anybody get an opportunity to grow with you?
He did. I mean, look where he's come from. The stink face.
You threw him in 17 trades.
No, I threw him in. I threw him in one trade.
He throws all his favorites in trades.
I threw him in one trade. Okay, and I threw him in one trade. I call him a little sweetener.
One trade.
People call me a hater, but I tell you what, I'm not. I'm not wishy-washy.
I'm not wishy-washy either, though.
Yes, you are.
I'm not wishy-washy.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's praised Nikola Jovic more than me?
The same guy who trashed him?
It's okay. That's you wanted to cause me? Fair and balanced. That's what I am. I say it like it is.
Do you remember this right here?
I do remember that. I really wanted to.
You wanted to trade all of the intangibles.
So, I don't want this to happen, okay? I'm just curious. Damian Lillard wants out of Portland, right?
Really? Do you know this?
They need a fresh start. They need to revamp the organization.
I'm already
Brad
disgusted.
Stevens just became the president of basketball operations for the Celtics. He's a bum compared to this guy. What could the Heat get in a trade if they call up Portland? Give me a ring, Steve. Oh, I like that one. It's a classy phone. Hey, Portland Trailblazers owner, your name escapes me. What if we trade you Tyler Herro salary and your basketball organization could get revamped by Hall of Fame genius Eric Spoelstra?
You trading the coach?
The shock in Leroy's voice.
What? I'm just asking.
Why are you even bringing that up?
Why? I'm just saying, what can we get for Spo? He's like our best asset.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Are you serious?
Minus one. He's a Portland guy. He has a steakhouse in Portland.
It's closed now. Explain yourself, Tobin. You've never.
July Sports Talk. No biggie deal.
Oh, July Sports Talk.
Yeah, you can't take July Sports Talk serious.
But January Sports Talk we take serious, right?
Yeah, but I didn't say that Nico thing in January.
No,
that
I'm just saying. I'm just saying whatever you're about to say right now.
That was after 5 minutes of Nico playing in NBA.
Yeah, but I stuck with him.
You had a big choice in that one, did you?
I stuck with him, dude. I've been calling for Nico Jovic minutes more than anybody, more than Nico's mother.
Even after you called him garbage?
I have standards.
As a guy who's never played a sport, how high are your standards?
Not very high.
Higher than that preseason game. Woof.
And it was a preseason game!
Yeah. Maybe Summer League. I don't recall.
Wow, you were already 9 days.
Actually, I think it was Summer League.
Nine days into the new year. You're ready. You're ready to about to go. You're ready to go.
What?
So who you upset again? Because that's how you started. You were upset with Date South for pointing this out at.
You know, like I put a little clippy clip of our show yesterday, giving Nico the keys to the organization. He feels it's appropriate to mention that one time I gave him the stink face. Woof. One time! My ratio of Nico praise to Nico criticism is like 99-1. You didn't believe in him.
Me?
Yeah.
How I feel about tall people
mm-hmm.
on this team?
You didn't believe
I know that's a damn lie.
Not like me.
I know.
Listen to the clip again. Who is the one defending Nico?
You defend anything against me.
I just agreed with you earlier today.
I know. It's very strange.
So maybe I'm just keeping it real.
Dan's house is July 6, 2022. See? Doesn't count. July sports talk is not serious sports talk.
Literally, 19 months ago.
Why? Question. Why? If we didn't know what happened on this show.
Yeah.
We could just go to Day South. Hey, Day South, remember that time when Toby said, got it, hold on, got it, sending it over. Like, come on, dude.
What?
Like, I just keep it real. You're the one that's all willy-nilly with your takes, with your criticisms of people, right? Do you understand how you went off on Nico?
I didn't go off on him. I just said, oof.
And me personally, I've always been a fan of the Heat getting size, right? Yeah. So you can't say that I've ever said anything negative about Nico.
I think he just turned 19 too, because his birthday's in June.
Right.
Yeah.
So
young fella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you gave him zero breaks.
I don't.
You know what your
breaks.
Ass was doing at his age? Trying to sneak kegs into the dorm.
Successfully though.
Successfully. So you were a winner back then.
My purr was unbelievable.
This guy.
Party efficiency rating.
That would be Kerr, keg efficiency rating. Like,
take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Listen, dude, when food gets in your scope, it doesn't matter what I say.
I asked Tobin, I said, hey, I found this candy in my bag. Should I have a go at it? He goes, you've already made up your mind.
You know you did.
This has been in my bag. Got it.
5 years?
He made up his mind last segment.
1987?
Let's be real.
I don't know. No, it's been, look, it's not melted.
Did you have in your Minnesota locker room after 94?
No. Nah. I was there till 2000.
Well, yeah, you might have been there from 2000.
Look, it's still firm. Look, it's not mushy. You know how chocolate can get.
Okay.
Drew Rosenhaus today
was... You ain't chewing too good right there, buddy.
No.
Good.
Drew Rosenhaus today was on the Pat McAfee show, which is in Miami, for the Orange Bowl. And he said that Tyreek Hill is committed to the Dolphins. He says that he represents 13 players. This is from Dave Ferroza's Twitter. Represents 13 Dolphins players. Not one of them has a complaint about Tyreek Hill.
Not to him? What the hell is wrong with you, Drew? Listen, I like you. You do a hell of a job. But why would they complain to you?
Said Tyreek Hill broke his wrist against the Commanders in training camp. Wasn't going to miss the season. Wanted to play.
I thought he broke his wrist with the cops.
No, I think he messed up his knee with the cops.
He said wrist. He said left wrist before.
He said wrist. So he has a broken wrist?
He's saying broken.
It would seem like he would be more understanding as to why he couldn't catch the ball, right?
He also said the Dolphins have many more worries. Tyreek Hill is not one of them.
Listen, Drew, good job in putting a twist on that thing, but nobody asked him the question.
The only
question I have about this whole situation.
Did he quit?
Why did he quit playing?
He said, this is from Will Manso, when asked, does he want to be a Dolphin? He was asked by Darius Butler. He said, I got to talk with Tyreek. I'm not going to say he does or he doesn't. What do you mean? You haven't talked with him about whether he wants to be on the team or not? It was kind of a big deal, Drew. Something tells me that Drew Rosenhaus, knowing how on point he is, I don't know. What is today? Thursday? Something tells me that you've talked to Tyreek about whether or not he wants to be a Dolphin.
I also think he went, oh, no, when Tyreek talked.
Probably.
I just, like, all the stuff that he's talking about, all the stuff that Tyreek is talking about, right? I don't care about that. That's normal talk. We'll all forget about that in 6 months. Nobody's going to forget about him quitting.
Mm-hmm.
So, address that. Whether you want to be here or not, right? It'll look pretty ridiculous if you come out and say, I don't want to be here after you quit on the team. It would look terrible.
By the way.
Yes, Jennifer?
Speaking of addressing things.
Okay.
I have footage.
Of?
Of you.
Oh.
What do you mean, dude? What did I say?
They got rooting you. For chaos.
Run the tape. Run the tape.
What are you, Ron Rothstein?
Yeah.
Moving on the Grizzlies betting line, which I don't know who's betting on Jimmy Butler future teams. It does appear very much like, and I don't want to just throw accusations out there,
but buckle up.
It appears the Phoenix Suns are bullying Bradley Beal. Like, they're being very mean to him.
Mm-hmm.
It appears he's been frozen out by Devin Booker and Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday,
he's always hurt.
Yesterday, Chris Haynes comes out and says he is being demoted from the starting lineup along with Nurkic. And apparently there is what Haynes refers to as tension in the locker room because they've stunk. I mean, you know, but why does Jimmy Butler want to go there? Because their owner is very rich and he will pay Jimmy Butler whatever he wants. However, the Heat are not taking back Bradley Beal, so they need to find a third team. There's some stuff out there. There's some mechanisms of maybe Detroit. I've seen a Detroit, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris back to the Heat with picks. They take on Bradley Beal. They lost Jaden Ivey, and the Suns get Jimmy Butler. Now, this all is prevalent on Bradley Beal has to waive his no-trade clause and say, I want to go play in Detroit.
How many?
Now, he did play in Washington,
this, Jennifer?
So, I mean, he's been
long,
some bad.
Yes.
We're going to sit here.
Right now.
I don't want to accuse anybody of anything. It appears that locker room and that team is
trying to shame him.
Trying to shame him. Shame him. And let me just say, Bradley, you stand tall, my friend.
Okay,
don't feel like you need to say yes to anything.
Wait a minute.
Now,
wait
is this an hour two of the program?
Stand tall, Bradley.
You do realize that you can't get
possibly
what you want.
Jeffy, this looks like a 10-minute clip.
If.
No.
I feel like I'm rooting for chaos.
Well, you already have chaos.
You might be right about that.
You already have chaos. You got Jimmy chaos.
This is bizarre.
So what? How much more chaos could you want?
I now want to see what it's like if he tries to come back.
Yeah.
There.
And honestly, Leroy.
No.
I don't know. You can stop at any time you want.
This was weird. What? I saw two Tobins, two Leroys, two producers, and just still one JFig.
The dysfunction.
Well, it was probably before 12:30.
And now you're rooting for it for the Heat?
Yes.
You can't. You got to admit though, like you're kind of excited to see what happens on Friday.
Oh, next Friday?
You're kind of excited.
Absolutely.
You can't tell me you're not a little intrigued.
But Tobes, don't say that you're intrigued because
hey,
people in.
I think it's 70-30. It doesn't get there.
Get where?
You think 70% he gets traded? Or 70% he just never plays for the Heat again.
70% he don't play again.
I think he gets brought out.
I believe you. I think it's probably higher than that. I think I agree.
Like
there'll be some.
The circumstances and what that would do to this team. Right? Now, I will say this. If Jimmy talks to the players and they're cool, all bets are off. But that don't sound like something Jimmy would do.
Can they buy him out?
No.
No.
What?
I think Jimmy Butler.
Guarantee crime. The Players Association won't let him do it.
Jimmy Butler doesn't want to take a buyout.
Wait. Well, Vlad, give yourself a minus one.
What?
Just give yourself a minus one.
Forget, all right.
A guy who's complaining about not getting paid is going to work out a damn deal?
I mean, if he wants to get to where he wants to get to. Because it doesn't seem like it's going to get there, bro.
You know what, though? I don't know what the deal is with as because, like, don't forget, he wants, like, his bird rights and all that type of stuff. So I don't know if, like.
Bird rights? You don't need bird rights when you're 40?
No, you do, though.
No, you
do. If you get traded to a team, you get to keep all of your rules.
Yeah, because he's been with Miami for
so,
over
like,
5 years.
If he took a buyout, like, I don't think that works out in the best for him. He wants to keep all his money and get his extension. So no, I don't think he's gonna take it. I don't think he's gonna.
So he doesn't want to win. So definitely, it's all we know. It's about money, but it's not winning about winning a ring as well. It's just all about the money.
Why would the Grizzlies be told to back off if it was about winning?
Because remember, that was the first team. Remember, Tobin, when I heard the Jimmy rumors, I said that's the team he should go to. If there was ever a good link,
it seems like they were interested.
And then all of a sudden he says no. So that means he wants to go to a particular place.
That almost makes it as makes it worse than the fact that he wants to go to Phoenix.
Chief
right?
says, careful with saying bird rights around JFig.
Man, I had the right to remain silent forever.
Just put me there. It's fine.
All right, JFig. I admit that I said that I was rooting for chaos.
Well, you know, oh, now you admit it? Will we show you video evidence?
I am rooting for. I
don't need your. We don't need your admission now,
dude. I'm genuinely intrigued to see what the hell happens. You can't tell me you're not.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that they would allow it to get that far. Because what Jimmy's going to come in and say, "Hey guys, I promise."
But they're already telling the players, like, "Hey, get ready for it."
They're maybe just doing that for Jimmy's camp.
Maybe.
See, it's all about bargaining, right? So, who's going to be more uncomfortable? Pat Riley or Jimmy Butler going back into that locker room?
Is the Heat's next move to say, we did agree to a deal and Jimmy Butler didn't want to go? Is that the next public thing that comes out?
Yeah, he did say I'd go anywhere.
That's what it was. Like, is that their next play, though?
When it gets closer to the deadline.
All right. Well, that's our show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Afternoons in the sports world are made better by Hawk and Crowder. Lots of football talk, Heat, Panthers, and Inter Miami too.